Showtime!
Contacts! Contacts! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
It's a Wednesday. We're all friends, so I'm calling it a friend's day. Everybody's shaking their heads saying we're not friends. Okay, well, it's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. Oh, wait, nobody's in a relationship besides me, and I'm not. Okay, it's a Wednesday. Yo. Good morning, everybody.
It's like crickets.
Sorry.
What's up? Everybody's still waking up. It is a Wednesday. It's like we're not quite to Thursday, but we are getting over the hump, so that's
good. Get those crusties out of your eyes. I had to disinfect my area. Word to the wise, you might want to do it too. Dustin, who does afternoons on Radio Now 100.9 in Indy, has got some kind of a sinusy thing going down. So I was like, spraying my microphone, wiping this bad boy down.
Oh, yeah.
I'll admit it. Men get the rap of being big babies when they're sick. It's because of me. I'm the biggest baby when I don't feel well. So how are you feeling this morning, Mackenzie? How you doing?
I feel good. Besides almost being murdered last night, I feel great.
What?
So.
Yeah, can you elaborate on your near death?
I have done this. I've done this once before. And I was like, I promised myself I wasn't going to do it again. And then I did it again last night. So it was so beautiful. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for like a run while the sun, a sunset run. So I put on my running shoes and I'm like, woo, it's beautiful. I'm running on the, you know, I'm just running on a trail. I'm loving it. And then before I know it, I've just been in the moment and I've run too far. I have to go back and it's like instantly gets dark. And it's like a wooded area trail. And of course, there's no one else all of a sudden on this trail. And I was like just waiting for Jason or Michael Myers to come out. And to make things worse, my cell phone was on 10%, about to die. And I literally had a total panic attack. Like someone was going to jump out of the woods and just...
Finally, my waiting's paid off. She's here. All right.
So creepy, and I did it to myself like a dum-dum, but I just didn't get too far, and then I just ran like I've never run before all the way back. So I guess in essence, I got a great workout, but it was fear-stricken.
Yeah, she's like, it's a new record. Best time I ever had.
Don't get killed, but I should not have done that. So anyway.
That would never happen to me. Only time I'd go farther in a workout than I should is if I got lost. Like I was hiking a trail and my GPS got busted.
But I just turned around. I'm like, oh, and then I was like, did I run this far? Where is the light?
How far do you run when you go out for something? Like a mile, 5 miles?
I don't even track it. It's usually time. But I was out there for over a good hour.
Oof.
And wow. But I got a great workout. But again, I should not have done that because it was very not safe.
I agree. Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm still getting over being sick. So I just kind of had a low-key day yesterday and just like kind of napped because I just need as much rest and like vitamin C as I can get at this point. But last night, I had a dream that Demi Lovato overdosed and was in the hospital. How terrifying is that?
Well, that could be a reality. I mean,
well,
it's very scary.
That's what I'm saying. I woke up and like immediately grabbed my phone and typed in Demi Lovato to see if like any news came up.
Like if she's still alive?
Yes, and nothing came up. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank God. I don't know why I had that dream, but like prayers to Demi Lovato that she's doing well. Because
were
after
you,
that, I'm like so nervous.
Were you listening to any of her music or like saw a music video? Like anything Demi related?
No. did not listen to any of her music, literally did not see her in a music video, didn't see her in a commercial, didn't see her in a movie, television show, nothing. The only thing I can think of is that I was looking at the Jonas Brothers Instagram before I fell asleep, and the Jonas Brothers, obviously, and Demi Lovato are very closely related. That's the only thing I can think of.
You guys know I'm a dream decipher. I have a dream dictionary. So to dream of an overdose means that you may be pushing yourself too hard. It could mean that you are on a self-destructive path.
That sounds like
Even if it's not my overdose, it's Demi Lovato's.
Any overdose. To have any overdose in your dream.
Honestly, maybe I am pushing myself too hard, and maybe that's why I got sick.
There you go.
It's too busy.
Very interesting. Seriously, like if you dream of, per se, cancer, it doesn't mean that you're going to get cancer. It means that something in your life is eating away at you. Or if you dream that, like, your teeth have fallen out, that's a common dream. That's a dream that you've said something that you shouldn't have said.
Like, I have that dream all the time where my teeth fall down the sink and I can't catch them.
Really?
That must be all the words coming out of my mouth at people.
You were saying bad things that you did not say.
I used to be afraid of that, though, but recently I've had to have some of my teeth replaced, and they look pretty good, so it's cool.
So you're like, what else?
I'm okay. It's just fine. Expensive, but yeah, a crown never hurt anybody.
It's fascinating to me, though, what dreams are.
All right, Pork Chop, what have you been dreaming about?
I don't know. I actually haven't had any dreams that I can remember lately, but I do dream of becoming Instagram famous because I applied to get the blue check mark yesterday.
Okay.
What? What's so funny?
No. That's awesome. It's very, very important to be verified.
Yeah. No. So I submitted my ID and my name, and so I'm waiting to see if I can get verified on Instagram.
The only thing verified on Instagram for you, the only thing it'll do for you, is that you can slide into, like, more famous people's DMs.
And it's cool, right?
I mean, I think it's kind of weird to have one if, like, you don't have, like you don't have that many followers.
Well, there's someone, a local TV personality here, and she has a blue check mark, and she has less followers than me.
Well, it's a news thing. News people have a, because you need to be a reliable source. They can get it much easier. I've seen that before, too. Not to be negative, I'm going to be positive, and I hope you get it. You're not going to get it, though, but
you could. I literally, I'm not kidding, a guy that I grew up with is an assistant coach at Georgia University, and he has less followers than I do, and he has a blue check mark.
But it's the athletics mark thing, though. It's the athletics.
Because I do television nationally at, like, different spots and radio, but it just, I think my news station, like, to NBC, applied for it for me.
And you have, like, over 20,000 followers. So, like, that,
but it's not even the amount that, I mean, that helps. But I know people that have 100,000 followers and they're not verified, and they should be. It's a tricky process. Here's what I do know, because it happened for Liv, and I think I can make it happen for you. I can get you verified on Twitter if you're not already verified.
My Twitter, I haven't tweeted since, like, 2014.
I know. Dude, I don't ever tweet, ever. Like, I have the huge tweet. Like, whenever I do Insta, like, goes on Twitter. But I've had, the last time I just straight tweeted, I can't remember.
All right. Well, I can't help you then, Porkchop. I hope your application process goes over smooth.
I'll get there. Thank you.
Thought I could make your day with the Twitter application going through. Mackenzie, working on the garbage this morning. What's coming up?
Ooh, the next Bachelor is revealed, plus Cardi B's revenge gas.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, Simon Cowell is cleaning up his act. He just went to the doctor who said he needed to make some major changes.
I went to see this doctor in London and we did some tests. And then a month later, he said, you have the worst diet I've ever met from any patient. So I went, okay, so out of the smoking, the drinking, the diet, what do I have to drop? He said, the diet. So I said, right, I'm in. Following day.
So you're still drinking and smoking?
Yeah.
I feel like the smoking's still going to kill you, Simon.
One thing at a time, he said, one thing at a time. But yeah, the smoking, I would say that would be the first thing to go to change along, then the diet and, you know, drinking. I don't know. I think a cocktail here and there is okay unless you're being excessive with it, right? He's just like the rest of us. Also on the health front, Roseanne Barr, different kind of health though. She's saying she transferred her stomach fat to give herself a booty like the Kardashians.
I just wanted to get a butt. And so when I see these Kardashians, these young women in the Daily Mail, I'm like, maybe I could get a butt like that.
Something makes you insecure and you've been feeling that way forever. Who doesn't want to look amazing?
I did have one procedure where I got the fat sucked out of my stomach and put in my butt because I just wanted to see what it would be like. to have some shape of my butt because I just basically have a crack in my back.
See, I don't believe that she really did that. I think she's just saying that for comedic effect. Do you think Roseanne got a booty injection?
I definitely do. I mean, you'd be surprised as comedians. Like Kathy Griffin, she admits she had actually liposuction that went badly.
I believe it. Certain people you look at, you're like, you did a lot of work.
Yeah, but I like it's like, who doesn't want to feel amazing? So I feel like people will cast judgment, and people need to feel good about themselves. So
I think it's weird. It is. It's judgmental. It's taboo for certain things. Like my teeth were jacked up, so I got that done. And nobody really bats an eye at that. It's
right.
Like, oh, you just fixed your smile. But anything else, it's like, why don't you love yourself?
The bad thing that I hate is when they lie about it. Like, obviously, Khloe Kardashian has had a bunch of stuff injected her butt, and they're like, oh, it's all natural. Okay.
It's a real Kardashian booty.
So respect to Roseanne for just being like, hey, yeah, if you like this, this is exactly what I did. I think that's cool. Well, get excited. The next Bachelor has been revealed. Pilot Peter Weber, who came in third place on Hannah B's season, is the new Bachelor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next Bachelor, Peter. What does that mean when you hear that?
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life changing.
I'm so pumped. Fan favorite Peter is going to kill it over The Bachelor, which will premiere on ABC in 2020. That is so exciting. He's such a stud.
I need a break from The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette. Like, that just sucks up my wife. Like, she just is watching the TV the whole time.
Well, Cardi B was watching another passenger on her flight. She got so mad and had a very interesting way of getting revenge.
So I go to this Delta flight, and this put her little toes on me. More or less, I really want to cuss ass out, but I didn't. 30 minutes later, she did that again. But you know what? You know what I just did? I just farted. I was eating some cheeses already, so now we both mad.
Who just farted? It's Cardi.
Cardi,
so coming with the farty.
It's a revenge pass gas move.
It's Cardi. What if Cardi has like a new thing? Said like, oh, it's like, oh.
And there you go. That's the way to do it.
Oh, God. I love Cardi B. I used to hate on her so much. I'll admit I'm the biggest hater from the jump, but wow. She's grown
like
on
her.
Me. She's grown on me. I can relate to Cardi B in some small way. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Gas prices rose nearly 1.5% yesterday after weekend drone attacks in oil fields happened in Saudi Arabia. Now, they're predicting we're going to have another 10 to 25 cent per gallon raise in the next coming days. So, if you're trying to save those pennies and dollars, maybe fill up today.
Yep, that's smart.
And don't drive anywhere.
I need to.
All right. I don't get people that are super violent, but apparently there's tons of them out there. A New York mom attacked a woman in a Target store because she reached over her daughter without saying, excuse me. That is rude. I hate when somebody's like, if I'm trying to grab something by you, Mackenzie, I should just say, excuse me.
Right.
But does that mean you need to retaliate with violence?
No, never. That's never the answer.
Yeah, she reached over her daughter without saying, excuse me. The victim filmed the following incident that took place.
Playing with me.
I'm not doing anything. I'm standing here. But I'm just standing here.
Keep playing with me. I want to
stop.
No,
knock
your head off.
No,
keep
don't do
with
that.
Me.
Don't do that.
So that right there, she slapped the woman that had the camera recording the incident.
And I got leave me alone.
Touch your kids. Target attacked our camera.
She's still like pushing her and shoving her. Keep in mind, she was mad that the lady kind of breezed by, didn't touch her daughter, but didn't say excuse me. Now she's retaliating with violence.
Went for this, right?
I don't
you
care.
Don't care. You don't
you
care if you go to prison.
Went over her.
You don't
That's
care if you don't
you
go to prison.
Excuse, I don't care.
So let's get this straight.
I don't
because
care.
I didn't
up.
Say.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. You don't care.
Because you didn't say excuse
so
me.
You're obviously violent.
Because you didn't say excuse me.
Touching my phone. This is being recorded.
I don't care.
Wow.
Wow.
Kind of an overreaction, right? Like, yeah, I'm really mad you didn't say excuse me. Now let me assault you.
You need to calm down.
Okay, now I'm not a big, like, conspiracy person. I mean, there's no way that we're really truly alone. But now there's confirmation from the U.S. Navy about aliens. Yup. Well, okay, maybe I should take that back. It's not necessarily aliens, but back in December of 2017, three videos were posted online that showed footage taken by the Navy pilots that supposedly showed UFOs. The Navy just addressed that, and they said, yeah, those are real. We cannot identify
what?
These flying objects, and the videos should have never seen the public eye. They should have never been released. I actually just posted it up on Joe's Need to Know News, so I'm about to hit publish. You can go see that on our website, and we'll do a swipe-up link later, but I mean, it doesn't creep me out because I don't think they're going to bother us. You think the aliens are really going to come after us? We're kind of boring.
I just don't think they're nice. Like, if they ever come, I'm not going to be like, oh, hi. I mean, I've seen World of Worlds or all those movies.
What, you're going to be like rude?
I'm just going to be on my way.
DM from Alien Allen, denied. And finally, important stuff we always have to wrap up. Joe's Need to Know News when this comes out. Food, 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 food. Pizza Hut and Cheez-Its have joined forces to create stuffed Cheez-It pizza. The new item will be available at Pizza Huts throughout the U.S. It's four baked jumbo squares topped with distinctly sharp, real cheese taste. Each crispy square, they say, is filled with cheese or pepperoni and cheese, and it's served up with some marinara. Now, if you're like, well, I don't like that. How about something that will guarantee to give you a heart attack? KFC is testing fried chicken and donuts. The Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to have a donut sandwich with a Chick-fil-A between two glazed donuts for
$5.99. Why?
I don't know. You're just asking to have heart problems with that one.
I was going
to
say, America, we already have such an obesity issue. Why do they keep churning these creations out?
Why are you pointing at me when you say that?
Do we know? I'm not pointing at you. I'm just saying in general.
Do we know where they're testing it?
Yeah, not in Texas or Indiana. It's in like Pittsburgh and some other places. So I don't know. I guarantee you that'll make the menu even for a short while. So you'll get yourself eventually.
I'm sure it's delicious. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's terrible for you.
Yeah, you don't want to eat more than one in a lifetime. And finally, do you guys like candy canes? Because we're less than 100 days away from Christmas.
Isn't that wild? I was actually, one of my friends and I have an ongoing joke. We give updates on how many days till Christmas.
I think it's 98 days today.
Yeah, it was yesterday. It was 99. And we're like, woohoo! Double digits only.
Well, there's a candy company that has unveiled two new candy cane flavors, kale and pizza.
Kale candy cane?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Archie McPhee, which is known for its odd candy flavors, so don't think that they have good ones normally. They're selling kale candy canes and pizza candy canes on their website, $6 per pack. That could maybe be a punishment for a box of shame. You got to eat a whole thing of that.
I would do it.
You're gross. They also have other creations like mac and cheese, clam, and coal.
Ew.
Exactly. I think that should be a box of shame punishment. By the way, I faced the box of shame in about 1 hour.
Are
from
you
now.
Ready for this?
Hell to the no. I'm not looking forward to it. So.
I hope you drive your car off a ledge.
Wow. Anything else you want to say to
me? Wow, that was so deep.
Well, you're really good at like letting out the built-up tension. I really hope you get somebody murders you after the show.
I didn't say I want you to die. Just, you know, ghost.
I just want you to be severely injured.
It could be a small ledge. It doesn't have to be a big ledge. It can be a small ledge.
That was hilarious. Just like out of the left field. I love it.
I hope you get like the food poisoning one where you have diarrhea for a week. You don't die. You just, you know, it's really hard to go to the bathroom. Oh, is that it for your news?
Yeah, that is. Thanks, Pork Chop.
That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, Song of the Day, the category, songs that bring you back to a specific memory.
That was so awkward.
Oh, yeah, very awkward, but I'm glad I know how Pork Chop feels. Song of the Day. Who won yesterday? Because I forget sometimes. Who was the winner for Song of the Day yesterday?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Joe?
Was it? I don't think it was me.
I won yesterday.
It was you.
I honestly
you
forgot. No, I honestly forgot for a second.
My wife
Lindsay was happy, though, because it was Songs About Your Boo, and it was our wedding song. She's like, oh.
That's very sweet.
She's like, I was going to divorce you if it lost. So that's cool. All right, today's category, it's a little different. It is songs that bring you back to a memory. It could be a good memory, a bad memory. Just you hear that song, and it reminds you of a certain time in your life. And the song that we'll kick it off with is Liv. I'm interested to see what Liv picked with her memory. What would it be, Liv?
Okay, so this song brings me back to a memory of my, going into my fifth year of college, and I was totally single, and I was finally getting over an ex from, like, a year or 2 years ago, and I was just realizing the moment that it is okay to be single. It is okay not to be with a man. I have my girlfriends and my girls, and we are living life to literally the best. We are just truly living, and this song song just reminds me of being with my girls in that time, and it's called Shout Out to My Ex.
Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the best. You made my heart break and then made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey look at me now. I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down.
All right, that sounds like you're still remembering that moment.
Well, also, too, this song is about Liam Payne from One Direction. His ex-girlfriend wrote it about him, and I think it's really funny.
Okay, that's Liv's song today for songs that bring you back to a specific memory. Let's keep the trauma going. Mackenzie, what do you have?
Keep the trauma going.
What's your memory about? What's your song about?
Okay, this was actually traumatic. So this is interesting.
Oh, no.
If you've ever been pregnant, no one on the show besides me, but it's so really interesting. I had really bad morning sickness as to where I was so nauseous all the time and had to throw up, but I never actually threw up. So I just felt like I was on a boat all the time and it was terrible. But this song would be playing. It was popular at the time. And every time I hear it, I feel like I'm going to throw up because it brings back that feeling. And right now, just thinking about it, I'm getting nauseous. It's the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
I can start to sweat.
Let's throw it up. Just to throw it out there, maybe it'll work. But you have both brought up memories that are negative. Do you think that's going to translate to people voting? Like, I like negative memories.
That's a good song, but literally, I get a cold sweat. I have a physical reaction now when I hear that song. So anyone that's been pregnant, if there's like a food or a set or a song, it reminds you of being just nauseous AF.
Okay, pork chop. You going to go for the trifecta here? What's your memory about? What's your song today for Song of the Day?
I don't know. Mine's kind of weird because, I mean, the song's not weird. The song's great. My memory's weird. It's just this song makes me remember or reminds me of my first girlfriend. And I don't know, because the song is about reminding you of a
exactly.
girl that I once knew, so, but it was my first girlfriend.
For those that don't know, he has had girlfriends, and he still does have girlfriends sometimes.
I've had way more girlfriends than I have boyfriends. But I don't know, so Usher, you remind me.
I'm reminded when I look at you, but you remind me of a girl that I
I saw you naked then. I said, ew, ew.
She was my first kiss, and when I went in for the kiss, my hat hit her in the head.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow.
So now you always gotta wear the hat backwards to avoid that. All right, last but not least, I would say it's a positive memory. I didn't mean to bring everybody down, but for me, my positive memory is a couple of things with my buddies, Brandon and Eric. We used to do music together, and it was fun, man, in high school and a few years past that when we were kind of like doing the college thing and getting into our careers. We had the Inkling Crew. That was our rap group. We got to perform them when we were in high school. The Battle of the Bands. It was so cool to have like your whole school cheering for you. We didn't win, but one song that wasn't an original, because I didn't want to play that for song today, but that I am going to play is a cover we did that brought the house down, and it's by the Beastie Boys, Intergalactic. Step into the party, disrupt the whole scene. When it comes to beats, well, I'm a fiend. I know all the words to that song.
Oh my God, so I remember all my guy friends just love Beastie Boys.
So, quite an eclectic thing today. Let me remind you of all the options. The category is pretty wide open. It is songs that bring you back to a specific memory. Liv the Web Girl with Little Mix's Shout Out to My Ex. Mackenzie went with Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. Pork Chop went with Usher, You Remind Me. And myself, Joe, I went with the Beastie Boys, Intergalactic. The voting is now open. All you got to do is text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. You get one vote, so use it wisely. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll get a winner after Post Malone and Young Thug goodbyes. Wait. Hold on. One second. Hang on. Hold on.
What are we holding for?
Okay, thank you. I almost forgot to vote. Sorry, I was multitasking.
Oh,
I was trying to get people.
Oh, he's got to vote for himself, of course.
Yeah, it's Song of the Day. I didn't come here to get in second place. Came here to win.
Can we please say hi to Rosie this morning? Our little gorgeous robot who
Rosie,
calculates our
Rosie,
votes.
Rosie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. I don't know, no more wait to vote. If you're going to vote for your own song, you have to do it right when the song starts.
Hey, listen, I'm doing 100 jobs over here behind the scenes.
Then you
can't do it all.
If you're doing 100 jobs and you have time to vote for yourself.
No. That's why I said wait. I had to get us back into the segment.
Yeah.
Why? Somebody's mad that,
No, because it sends the results in the text, so...
Ladies, stop your bickering. Let's get to the results.
Careful when you attack women and say things like that. It makes Liv the Web Girl mad because she's a feminist.
I don't want you to bicker. Let's
careful.
Go. I was just kidding.
She might stab you in the back.
Well, the results are in.
Get to it.
And there is a tie for fourth and third place.
Well, hold on a second. Let me... I want to make sure you're adding those up correctly. If you're just tuning in, Song of the Day, the category today was songs that bring you back to a specific memory. And here are the songs that were selected by us.
Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the best.
Shout out to my ex by Little Mix, that was Liv the Web Girl. Mackenzie went with the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Fun fact, Pork Chop, he pretty much now primarily dates guys. He is bisexual, but back in the day, he had a girl he dated, and this song kind of reminds him of that time.
But you remind me of a girl that I once knew.
And myself, Joe, some of my favorite memories are with my buddies Brandon, my buddy Eric. We used to have a little rap group, and we performed this song along with some originals at our Battle of the Bands in high school, and it was so cool. It's Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. Okay, now that that's all out there, what do you and Rosie have for our results?
Tied for fourth and third place with only 17% of the votes, the ladies, Liv and Mackenzie.
To be fair, their memories were related to morning sickness and an ex. Which sometimes exes can cause morning sickness.
No, exes are like a good thing.
Sometimes.
Say that again.
Exes can be a good thing because you learn so much about yourself going through a relationship
That's
and a
true.
Breakup.
No, Shannon
and
was...
also realizing that you don't have to have a boy to be happy. Poor job.
Shannon was cool. I think we should put her on the air. My first girlfriend.
Aww.
That could be
exactly.
interesting.
Exactly.
All right. Coming in second place with a measly 24% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
Oh! No.
I've never even heard of this song.
What?
Liv,
what?
I don't, in the effort of not calling you a dummy or stupid, you can't say that anymore. Make it sound so bad.
When I saw Intergalactic, I thought you meant the Kid Cudi song.
Dude.
Intergalactic, you and me.
I thought you meant you've never...
You. And me.
I thought you meant you never heard of Usher, You Remind Me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, I thought I meant Joe Song.
Okay, well, mine.
I want this up on our Instagram story, just like a clip of the video of Intergalactic, and I just, nobody saying it, like whether Liv knows it or not, does anybody know this song?
Yeah, but you know the Beastie Boys, right, Liv?
I've heard of that.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah.
That funky chunky monkey.
Hey,
oh,
okay.
Funky or chunky?
You got it
yeah,
right.
Woo, okay.
Right. Okay, well, I feel like Beastie Boy said this is sabotage, but your winner today is producer Porkchop.
Yes, that's a good one.
Little Usher, You Remind Me. Songs that bring back a specific memory. Congratulations. Porkchop, the big winner today for Song of the Day. Songs that bring you back to a specific memory. Now, so is that a bad memory then with a girl you used to date, or just in general, that's the last time you remember dating a woman?
No, that's just a memory I have of Shannon, my first girlfriend.
All right, do you think you and Shannon could ever reconcile?
I think she's married, and she looks way different now.
What does that mean? Like you're not attracted anymore?
Right.
Oh!
I mean, she was a sweetheart.
Oh my gosh!
He's being honest, Mackenzie. That's being real. I can't knock him for that. All right, cool. Hey, you got a suggestion of what we should do for Song of the Day? Maybe a category, or maybe you want to be on it sometime as a guest? All you got to do, get into our DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show. All right, let's get into what we're into.
I'm into it.
I like it like That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into could be movies, music, beauty products, even sometimes some food. It's just pretty much whatever we're into. This is something I just started going into, so I'm giving it an early recommendation. I have not watched all of it yet, but it's on Netflix, which seems to be my go-to with things. It's called The Mind Explained, and it goes from covering things of dreaming to anxiety disorders, kind of exploring what's happening inside of your brain, and it's narrated by Emma Stone, and so far it's pretty cool. Here's a little trailer from it.
Your brain is an association machine. It connects things together.
Why are memories so unreliable?
About 50% of the details of that memory change in a year, even though most people are convinced they're 100% right.
Real quick, did you hear that? 50% of your details change within a year of the memory happening.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
Jinx.
For thousands of years, humans have seen dreams as some kind of window into our deeper selves.
The brain in REM sleep looks uniquely different from any other time.
We keep inventing new reasons to be anxious.
Anxiety is the most common mental illness.
Why do so many of us feel this way? And what can we do about it?
It is something I definitely recommend checking out. Once again, that is called The Mind Explained. It's on Netflix. And only like 20,
that.
25 minutes each. So
I love Emma Stone, too.
Mackenzie, what are you into?
Okay, so a lot of women and men ask me about like beauty stuff, what I'm into, so I wanted to share. I found something so cool. It's called Exilis Skin Tightening. So it's radio frequency, and that uses thermal energy that works in two ways. So this is like the facial to the next level. You can use it on body parts. So basically, it stimulates production, speeds up metabolic activity of fat cells, and then strengthens your collagen. So here's the thing, especially like when people get older or they lose a bunch of weight, it's that skin, right, that we need to like tighten up. And women, like even on your face or your arms or your tummy, this is kind of just a cool thing, and it just kind of, it's like it gets warm and it's like a wand and they kind of roll it around. And I tried this at Dr. Chernoff's office and I was like, this is amazing. It doesn't hurt and it tightens up your skin, and you have to do it a few times, but I love it. So that's like a next level facial if you're looking for a little something to kind of give you that tight look.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I'm into this chocolate bar from Enjoy Life. So it's a dairy-free chocolate bar, and it's just like plain chocolate, and it tastes so good. So the problem with finding dairy-free chocolate is that a lot of times it tastes like absolute butt and trash. And this one actually tastes so good. And you can get it at like Fresh Time or Whole Foods. A lot of those like natural kind of shops and grocery stores have them, but you can also get it online. And it's super good for whenever you have like a sweet tooth, but you're also trying to stay dairy free.
Okay,
yummy.
Cool. And Pork Chop, we'll wrap it up with you. What are you into this week?
I am into the ESPN Fantasy Football app. And the reason is they have a standings projection. And when we did the draft, I was projected first place. And after week two, I am still projected first place.
Wow.
I love your confidence because fantasy football can be a heartbreaker.
Right. Absolutely.
Nope. Still projected first place, and I'm going to win some money from my family.
I was always late when I was in the Micaritas. I was always last place.
What is your team name?
Mine?
Yes.
G-Cause's Jets.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Liv, can you work with Pork Chop to get a new name?
I'll help him out.
Okay, cool. That's what we're into this week here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Well, Carrie Underwood has millions. Why can she not buy a generator? And a Real Housewife admits she falls asleep during the sexy time.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, making national headlines, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine testified against two alleged members of a Brooklyn street gang, describing how he discovered a formula for success with the crew before betraying it by becoming a witness. His rainbow-colored hair is gone, but his trademark 69 tattoo on his face and the forehead, very visible in the courtroom. He explained that his role in the Gangsta Bloods was just to keep hits, making hits, be the financial support for the gang so that they could buy guns and stuff like that. He's 23 years old. He's a social media phenomenon. He's done, you know, tracks with Nicki Minaj, amongst others. Are you guys familiar with him?
I know him, but I don't know him. Wait, Porkchop says we have some music. Do you want me to play it?
This is Fifi, right, with Nicki Minaj.
I don't know if I heard this. Here we go.
On the regular, yeah, I'm 6'9 with the 9 on the regular.
Wait a minute, that was a bop. On the regular, yeah, I'm 6'9 with the 9 on the regular. So I know my song of the day is tomorrow.
If you're like, who is this guy? He's got millions of followers on Instagram, and then he's a hip-hop artist. But the big thing is he's going on trial against two high-ranking gang members. So obviously his safety, the safety of his family, a huge concern. So we'll keep following this case. It's going to get very juicy. Also juicy, Nick Carter is seeking a restraining order against his brother, Aaron Carter. And here's Aaron back in the day in an interview talking about the family dynamic once they came into money.
Self-destructing. Like a tornado just came through our house and family got tossed everywhere.
So basically, Nick and their sister Angel are seeking a restraining order against Aaron Carter in light of Aaron's increasingly alarming behavior. Yesterday, I talked about how cops kind of went to Aaron's home and wanted to take away his firearms because of his erratic behavior. He's schizophrenic, he's bipolar, and they're very concerned. But his family now is getting a restraining order against him because they don't want anything to do with him. And also Aaron is accusing Nick of raping a girl back 15 years ago when he was 23. So it's getting really intense.
It's kind of all crumbling down and on top of each other.
Absolutely. So I'll keep you updated on that. And a much lighter note, we go into Carrie Underwood, who makes millions of dollars. The country queen says, but she still can't buy anything for her parents.
I try, but they won't let me. So they still live in the house I grew up in. And one Christmas, there was like this generator my dad wanted for like welding or something, because he just does all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll get it for him. It was like $400. I got in trouble. So it was like, she doesn't need to be spending her money on anything like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, let me do anything, please.
Carrie, I'll take whatever you want to get me.
Exactly. Well, Alec Trebek is giving us an update on his cancer scare. We thought he was near remission, but he's had a setback.
This past summer, because I was making such good progress, we thought I was finished with chemo. That was a bit premature and certainly over-optimistic. I began immunotherapy, but that didn't go very well at all. My numbers went south dramatically and quickly. The doctors are now re-examining my situation, and it appears I will be having more chemo treatments ahead of me. Hey, they worked very well the first time, so we're expecting good results again.
What a professional, man, because I would be crying.
I know. You know, you just, when you think about it, the guy, the Tekashi 6ix9ine, compared to like a class act like Alec Trebek, when you just realize, I'm just thinking, look at Alec Trebek fighting for his life, just sending lots of prayers and thoughts his way. Now, we have to move on to Leanne Lochten. If you're a fan of the Real Housewives franchise, she's a Real Housewife of Dallas, says it's not her fault, but she does fall asleep when she's flipping pancakes.
If falling asleep in the middle of sex usually means you're pretty tired. Yeah. There. Sorry, honey. I told the truth.
All right. I don't think I'm good at flipping pancakes, but my wife, Lindsay, has never fallen asleep.
That would be a bummer, right? Oh, man, that doesn't say much for the guy. Oh, that's a bad sitch. Moving on really quickly to Taylor Swift. She has announced that she's calling Loverfest. It's going to be her next 2020 tour. It's going to kick off June 20th, 2020 in Belgium. Here's the kicker, though. There's only, as of now, 2 dates in the United States. So hopefully,
you know that'll change.
I know. She's going to Poland, France, Portugal, Norway, Berlin. The list goes on and on. But we'll keep you posted right now. In the U.S., she's just going to L.A. and Massachusetts.
All right, cool. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Where are the weirdos at? Is that a bad thing? Who's got the weirdest coworkers, though? Like, what are they doing? No, seriously, like, if you need to be anonymous, because maybe your other coworkers listen to the show, we can keep you anonymous. But we want to hear who's got the weirdest coworker that's listening to the show. Like, what weird things are they doing? 833-563-2539. And the reason we're even doing this is because Mackenzie, well, I mean, are you gonna say who it is, or just it's a coworker of ours?
Here's your chance to get it off your chest. What are your coworkers doing that's driving you crazy? You can totally be anonymous, keep their name anonymous, but just let it out.
All right, we're going to find out what Mackenzie's got to next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up this time tomorrow, we do a little something called group therapy. And, we're going to talk to Shelly for group therapy. What she found out of her daughter like what she found out about her. Absolutely shocking. If you want to be in group therapy, by the way, slide into our DMs, Radio Now AM Show, and producer Porkchop will help set that up to get you on the show.
Yes.
833-563-2539. We want to know, who has the weirdest coworker? Like, what do they do? Or maybe it's just something that's gross, it's creepy, it's weird. 833-563-2539. And Mackenzie, you in particular were kind of wondering about this because, are we going to say their name?
No, we won't give, we will not say their name. And this is just, it's so funny. It's a coworker that I've noticed only eats baby food. Like in their little fridge, they eat only baby food.
Yeah, but here's my thing, though, and I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make it weird. Like, didn't they have, like, some kind of a mouth surgery recently? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I mean, that could be, it also could be a dietary thing. I mean, obviously, baby food isn't filled with, like,
but there's got to be other stuff besides baby food for dietary reasons, right?
It's just very interesting. I mean, to each his or her own, but I think it's very interesting. It's just, like, for some reason, there's, like, Gerber's, like, our little fridge over there is, like, stocked with baby food.
Yeah, that is
interesting.
I've never seen that before. So I would say that qualifies for something weird or just kind of strange about a coworker.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. You can be anonymous if you'd like to, but why don't you let us know what's going on at your work situation? Or maybe they're no longer there because, I mean, to be fair, the weirdness can't continue on forever.
I had a coworker, and this is not here, but that used to steal from the little cafe all the time. It was like a klepto. So we'd steal like Reese's peanut butter cups. Mind you, there are cameras everywhere. Then he stole one of our sales guy's shoes off of the desk because the guy would wear like tennis shoes and switch into his nice shoes when he went on sales calls. And he would just like, he would steal everything. And it was so bad that I feel like I couldn't even leave my purse in plain sight. I liked the guy. I liked his personality, but he was a klepto.
Holly, good morning. You're on the show. And what's going on with your weird coworker, Holly?
Hey, so I think in hindsight, I'm sure there's weirder coworkers out there, but I have a coworker that I work very close with, and she kind of reminds me of Joe in the fact that she is kind of OCD about her stuff. Like, if you have to ask her for a pin, she will tell you no. Like, and she'll just leave you hanging. If there's stuff like people bring in candy for the holidays, no one can touch her candy. It's just, it's kind of weird. So, it kind of reminds me of Joe, though, because I know Joe gets OCD about his mug and stuff.
Well, it's just awesome. Like, that's my personal property. Anything else, like, there's a pen right here. Anybody could touch this or take that. But it's like, yeah, if that's like my, like, hey, those are my headphones or that's my mug.
No, I get that. But it's more like, you know, if there's a pigeon or something, she just doesn't share. It's so bizarre. Like, you can't borrow a pen. You can't have a tissue. Someone could be crying right in front of her, and she's not going to give her a Kleenex on her desk.
I wonder what that stems from, because it seems selfish. I wonder if that person, you know, it must be from childhood.
Nobody shared with her, so she's like, as an adult, I will hoard everything, and that way I'll have it all.
But wait till that person needs something and then gets a dose of their own. Like, oh no, now you need a pen? Sorry about you.
Hey, Holly, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. We're talking about who has the weirdest coworker. Maybe they got their little thing they do, a little quirk. You're like, wow, okay, interesting. We've got Anonymous on here, and this is a good one. Anonymous, hey, thank you for calling in. What is going on with your coworker? It's a little weird.
So she believes, like, in the crystals and all that healing and stuff, which I do too sometimes.
Yes.
But she'll use them in front of customers. So, like, if she has a bad customer with her, she'll start to grab her rock and, like, literally rub it on herself in front of the customer. And we've had people who are like, what are you doing? She's just like, I'm sorry, I just can't stand the negativity. But she's, like, rubbing it all over her chest in front of the customer. And I'm like, oh, my God, why?
I'm going to start doing that. Because when we get in here in the morning, the vibes are super weird. And I'm going to start bringing crystals to up the energy. Because I have, like, an awesome energy pretty much 24/7. I try to keep it up.
I'm sorry, but anybody that rubs a rock or a crystal on themselves, you're the weirdo. You've got issues.
Exactly.
Your energy introduces you before you walk in a room.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You can tell you vibe off people's energy. It's so true. If someone has horrific, terrible energy, you feel it right away.
What does that have to do with a rock or a crystal?
It's like a gateway.
It's a gateway crystal. You got gateway rock over there. Yes. Anonymous, I'm 100% in agreement with you. That is weird. And I'll let you know when Mackenzie starts weirding it up, bringing her rock collection.
Okay, so if you want to, it's known, like, if you want to attract love and stuff, that you can use a rose quartz. Like, just look it up. There's a whole thing on crystals. I'm not saying you have to rub it on you, but.
You know who says that stuff? The people that don't have a relationship.
Oh, who?
No, I don't mean like you. I'm saying those people that hawk that stuff to you. They don't. Are they happily married? Do they have all these things they talk about? No.
Spencer Pratt is happily
He's
married.
Crazy.
Oh God! You bring up Spencer Pratt, and you just won the argument for me.
It's just like what's the saint? Is it Christopher or whatever that you bury when you want to sell your home? It's just like things like that. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a lot of people have.
Like, Mackenzie, why are you rubbing rocks on yourself right now?
No, I'm kidding. All right, hey, you can DM us, Radio Now I Am Show, because obviously you don't want it publicly out there. But tell us some of the weird stuff that your coworkers are doing. Mackenzie, speaking of coworkers, she has something that she wants to do. Mackenzie, you're just throwing it out there today.
I'm throwing it out there today. So we saw something on the news when we were wrapping the show yesterday, and I was like, I've always wanted to do that, and Joe made so much fun of me.
And I don't mean to be such a hater today, but Mackenzie, I don't think you should do this. I think you missed your opportunity.
I want to be a part of it.
All right, we'll see if somebody can help her next. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. We are less than 10 minutes away from the Box of Shame. Yes, this is live. I've got to do it today. I've never had to do it, so we'll see what punishments are in there, and we'll see what I have to tackle.
I feel like I spoke it into existence, because I was like, one, 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 and then you rolled the lowest number on the dice to one, and it was glorious.
I don't know
and
what...
Pork Chop is clapping.
I don't know what Oprah show you and Pork Chop have been watching, but you guys got to stop with the speaking things into existence.
It works.
Let it go. All right, this is something that I didn't mean to be mean to Mackenzie, but I don't know how else to tell her this except for the straight-up truth. Mackenzie, will you share with everybody what you dream of doing? And by the way, when you hear Mackenzie's dream, be brutally honest. 833-563-2539. If you think she should do this, maybe you would do it with her, or you're like, Mackenzie, that was about 20 years ago. So what do you want
to
do?
I've always wanted to do this. I don't know if I'd call it a dream. I just always thought it would be super cool. So we saw a story about newlyweds, and it was on the news yesterday, and we were talking, and Mai was like, squirrel! And my head went up, and I watched the TV segment, and I was like, I've always wanted to do a flash mob. Yes!
I feel like we're in an episode of The Office now.
One, two, three, four! Love to dance. I think it would be super fun. And I know it's like passe and flash mobs had their moment already. But ever since I saw it on the Kardashians and other shows, I've always wanted to just break into dance in a public place.
Okay. I'm not sure the exact dates, but I would say you're at least 5 years past a flash mob. Am I wrong? Liv, how long
when
ago
were... flash mob? I mean, I know it's passe. I know this. I'm just saying that's something I've always wanted to do. I thought it would be cool.
I think you missed your time.
But one just happened, is what I'm saying.
What just happened shouldn't have happened. So I saw this. It was a two newlyweds.
And it was in Portland, Oregon, where I just came from. I just moved from there.
These two newlyweds did it at their wedding reception. And, like, I guess some of their wedding guests, like, knew about it, or their wedding party knew about it, whatever. But it's like, why?
Hello, it's been on all the networks. Like, even Good Morning America picked it up.
Because people are like, oh my gosh, is this actually from 10 years ago, or did this happen now?
No, it's still happening. So long story short, if you've ever had something that, hey, I missed out on this and I wanted to do it, now's your time. And I feel like we should do a flash mob.
No. 833-563-2539. Of course you got Pork Chop on board, because he wants to be in any dance video he can.
He's an awesome dancer. Pork Chop's got the moves.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I would be in it. Do you keep
your... You would?
Yeah, do you keep your clothes on for flash mobs?
Yes. Okay. Good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who is this?
Mallory.
Hey, do me a favor. You got to turn your radio down and talk right into your phone. And what do you think about Mackenzie wanting to now, 100 years later, do a flash mob?
I would love to do it just to embarrass my niece and my nephews and my 6-year-old daughter at school on their birthday. I so will join you, Mackenzie.
Yes! Okay. Okay, now we have two people, three. They need to quit
picking on you and let you live your dream.
Let me live my dreams.
It's
thanks, girl.
It's not picking on her. It's trying to help her so other people don't pick on
so
her.
So it's you, me, and Porkchop. We have three at our flash
there
mob.
You go.
Yes,
just
okay.
Let me know. We'll flash mob at my daughter's school, and that will embarrass her more than anything in the world.
Let us take down your information, and I'm forming my own flash mob.
To be fair, I don't even know what a flash mob is. I thought, like, you flash someone. Like, that's why I asked if you have your clothes on.
No, you know what
no,
that
you,
is.
No.
Well, Porkchop has flashed a kid before, so
ew,
that's
well,
on the
oh
record.
Porkchop!
You cannot come to the school and dance with us, then.
I'm not on the sex offender list.
Maybe it's a party of two.
Oh, wait, she just hung up. No, hang
no,
on.
No, hang and, on, we'll get your info.
Okay, so now you guys have a party of three.
Yes,
do
the
you
flash
wanna,
mob.
Would you like to expand your flash mob to more people? 833-563-2539.
How many? I mean, you don't really know who all shows up, but we have to have a we have to practice. We got to get our little dance moves.
Now,
down.
What song? This is Chris Brown Forever. That's what I brought up right here.
Right.
Are you going to do Forever or are you going to do something else?
I don't know. We'll have to think. We'll think on that.
You guys should do like the shortest song possible, like Old Town Road.
We'll keep you
something
posted tomorrow.
Really, really short.
We will tell you what song we have decided on.
Hey, good morning. Are you going to be part of Porkchop's flash mob? I'm sorry, Mackenzie's flash mob. Who's this?
Heck yeah, I am.
Yes! Now we have four people in our flash mob.
I think you guys have hit the capacity. What's your name?
V.
All right. Have you done any flash mobbing before?
No, I haven't, but
this
I want to.
This is going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
My husband's actually an artist, and he is about to record his first album. So
oh, wow.
I want to flash one of his songs in public to freak him out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
See, now here's the thing. I'll put her on hold. I think she's taking advantage of your flash mob thing to promote her husband.
But it's incredible. I don't care. I need bodies. I need bodies that want to dance.
Now you're getting desperate. Okay. So,
who wants to dance?
How many people do you need? Because there's four of you. I think we have one more call coming in right now.
We need at least five. We need a good handful.
All right. Let's wrap it up with Courtney. Courtney, will you be the final member of this flash mob? Because I think five is enough.
Definitely.
Yes! Okay. Courtney's in. Okay, sweet.
This is crazy.
What are your qualifications, Courtney?
I have none.
All right.
That's
well,
fine.
Then you're just as good as everybody else on the team.
Uh-huh.
Courtney, can you hang That's on perfect. So Porkchop can get your information?
Yeah, totally.
This flash mob is going to be next level.
God.
You're not even going to know when we're going to strike.
Can you say you're with another morning show when you guys go out and do this? Honestly.
No, I mean, no, because Porkchop wears huge billboard shirts that say Radio Now every single day. Represent.
All right. Well, that's the beginning of hopefully something magical.
More
here.
Look at all the people calling to be in this flash mob. We're going to have a dozen.
You're going to have to get them off the air, Porkchop, and see if you can add to it.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that, Mackenzie. I'm going to need some good luck because I have no clue what I'm going to be facing next. With the box of shame.
A flash mob?
No. There's no way that's in there. I will absolutely not do a flash mob. I will be a party pooper. We'll face the box of shame next here on Radio Now. Don't go anywhere. Stalling. It shouldn't take this long to do the box of shame.
Are you scared? This is your first go at the box of shame, which is crazy.
I just don't understand what's taking you guys so long for this to happen, because obviously you got something up your sleeves, because I did lose Dare Dice, and that means that, yeah, I've got to face the box of shame today.
Okay, you rolled the lowest, and finally it's your turn. Are you ready? Are you sweating?
No,
you
I'm not
go
that
in the
nervous, because you
there.
Know why? I'm an adult, and I stick to my word, and I'm ready to do whatever happens to be in the box of shame today.
Okay.
Get your car keys ready, just in case you get to drive off a cliff.
That's what
that joke. That joke you did about an hour ago still has not landed anywhere.
I think
but
it's funny.
I think it's coming from deep down. Poor job.
Okay.
You said you wanted to get rid of your car.
And your life.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
I got...
Go off a cliff.
This is... Tongue taste test or taste test tongue?
Oh, good. What is this? You know what that is. Who put that in?
I didn't make that up.
You didn't put that in?
Tongue taster.
Tongue taster? Okay. Well, explain to me what tongue taster is, because I didn't put that one on there.
So tongue taster, basically, we are going to put things up to your tongue, and you have to decipher what they are.
All right. Keep talking. I'm going to go
get this. You have to close your eyes and be blindfolded. Do we have a blindfold, or do you just want to close your eyes?
We should have a blindfold in the studio. Where's it at?
Okay, we'll have a blindfold. We have lots of goodies. Does this make you nervous? Do you think you can decipher what these items are?
I mean, I would assume that we're all on the same field here of that we would never do something like, oh, it's a dog turd. Like, right. Obviously, like, something that's edible and it's safe to have, right?
Okay. Oh, yes, we do have. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to be tasting, Joe.
Pork Chop is bringing out one of the nastiest blindfolds. What is this? Like an old bandana?
No, there's blindfolds here. I've got spoons.
There's a blindfold spoons. Over there by Liv's purse.
Okay, here. Let me put this bandana on you, Joe.
I'm just going to do that. Make sure give me there's that blindfold. No I don't peaky. Want that. I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, he's got like a little night mask that
this thing,
ladies
to be
might
fair,
or
looks,
men might wear when they're sleeping that covers your eye.
Looks kind of funky, okay.
Okay.
You got to put it underneath your headphones because I don't want there to be any sides where
Liv,
you can
I don't cheat like you do, okay?
No peripheral vision happening. Okay, so Joe is putting on
it
his beauty mask.
It looks the exact same, but okay, if
his
you're happy.
His eye mask, he can't see. Okay.
All right, now I'm going outside and I'm getting some stuff. Hold on, keep talking.
Okay, so we're going to do the tongue taster. We have spoons. Who knows what items producer Porkchop's going to grab? Hopefully, nothing toxic.
No,
have
I'm
you
not...
signed our waiver?
No, I didn't.
The box of shame waiver.
But okay. I do need just out of fairness, because I'm not going to be a baby. I will taste it. But if it is really like vomit worthy, I would like to have a bucket just to spit it out in. So, give me a garbage can over here too.
All right, I'll get a garbage can.
I mean, it's okay. All you guys are talking. This is your bit now because I have to deal with the consequence
I'm getting,
of losing.
Honestly, I think it would be hilarious if he threw up since he was like, after Porkchop threw up, he was like, do it!
Okay.
Do
oh, no,
it,
no.
Pork
but,
chop,
but Liv,
do
I'm,
it.
Unlike you guys, I'm actually going to do it. Like, I'm not stalling. I'm here. Waiting on you guys. Give
okay,
me
are
it.
You
here's
ready?
A trash can, Joe.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's item number one.
Are you going to put it in my mouth or am I taking it by hand?
Mackenzie, you do it too.
Porkchop's going to do it because I can't reach because my headphones will
don't
come
breathe
off.
On me.
Okay.
That'll make me
I'm going to narrate. So right now, there's a spoon coming to your tongue.
Ooh, hold on. That doesn't smell good, whatever the hell this is.
All right, Joe, stick your tongue out.
Stick your tongue out.
Stick your tongue out more, not near your beard, like out, not down. There you go.
And there's dribble going down his shirt.
Oh, I think
what do you think that is?
That's cat food.
No!
No! We wouldn't do that to you, or
hold
would
on,
we?
Hold.
It's not cat food.
It definitely has got a funky taste to it.
Try again.
No, let's move on. Next item.
Okay, next item. Now, this one's actually something Ooh, really cute.
That has
cute.
A really funky flavor.
This is something really cute that you're going to like.
Oh, I got to spit some more. That is not pleasant.
Now, this one's coming to you in the form of almost like a lollipop treat.
Ooh.
Okay, so stick your tongue out. You can take a bite if you want. What do you think that is?
It's one of those, watch my calories.
You don't like it? Oh. It's nothing bad. It's
really
like
cute. One of those cake pops or whatever, cake bakes?
Yes, it is a bunny cake bake pop.
What is so funny?
Okay, something's coming next. That might be a little dicey. All right, let's do the next one.
All right, final one here.
No,
this
no,
is
no,
the
no,
the box
one,
of shame.
Not no, not the final one.
We've got
one.
More.
We have more
no,
time.
There's three of them.
No,
we've
got
we've
all
never
the
said
time.
Three. If you rewind
no,
the tape,
we did.
We've never said three.
All right, Joe,
we
did.
You
out.
Have three and a bonus. Here we go.
Three well, it is.
Liv, here, hold that. Okay.
All right, here don't, we go. Don't breathe on me, pork chop. You're making me puke.
Tongue out.
Okay. What is happening? What do you taste?
What is it, Joe?
Joe, what is that?
That is a powder of some kind. I'm going to say it's garlic or it's ooh, it is disgusting.
That do you
onion
do you want to
onion
know?
Or
That is mashed potatoes, but the powdered mashed potatoes.
Oh, gosh.
God, I think it's like it's freaking me out because it's in my head.
Okay, we'll do two quick more.
No, that's
so
it.
Two more. This is not bad, I swear.
No.
That was
the
worst one.
You guys are such babies and you never go the extra length. Why should I have to like do that too?
It's coming in.
What is it?
It's a spoon.
This is all edible things.
This is
by
all
the
nothing
way.
Is not edible. The people actually eat this stuff. This is actually okay.
I don't even like the smell already. It's coming in.
It's from Liv, so it's healthy.
Oh, God. Get out of here with your hummus.
It's on your lip. Ugh. It's white.
Oh, well.
Not bad. What is that?
That's either ranch or yogurt. Like a yogurt ranch.
It is. Correct. Okay. It is sugar-free, fat-free. And the last thing, this is, you're actually going to want more of this when you taste it. This is a very special grand finale of your box of shame.
Can I get like a real
tongue
quick
taster?
Can you give me a real quick like what's the word I'm trying to articulate?
Palate cleanser?
No, because I don't trust you. No, give me like a tissue.
A tissue.
I got all these things in my face and my beard. It's not a good smell. It's honestly making me want to vomit.
Yeah,
too.
Wait, Mackenzie, we need you to hold the spoon right now so Porkchop can go get a tissue. We don't have tissues in here.
Okay, here we go. All right, and then we have your palate cleanser as the last thing. Are you gonna throw up?
I'm about to.
Oh, no. Do you want the last thing?
It's mental.
Do you want the last thing or no?
Is there not, like, tissues in here or something?
Here.
Just give me a tissue, guys. Come on.
There's no tissues in here.
Okay.
What do you want us to do?
This is the last thing. Watch I'm going to let producer Porkchop give you this.
All right. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I'm doing the box of shame. I know it's weird. I've never lost before, but okay. That's what's happening.
This is the last thing, and this is your palate cleanser.
What do you mean? Is it a liquid?
Yes, it's a liquid and a spoon. Okay, ready?
Wait a minute, did I waste something good?
Yeah, you wasted something good.
I hate that stuff though. That's Fireball.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you're close. It's not cinnamon whiskey,
no, no.
It's cinnamon vodka.
Oh, give me some more of that. Give me more.
And the first one was corn juice.
Oh.
So let's review what you've tasted. Corn juice. You've tasted ranch dressing. You've tasted roasted garlic powder, potatoes.
Oh, damn it.
I brought you a nice cake pop that was sweet. And then you had some nice cinnamon vodka to wash it all down.
All right. Well, I want some of that cinnamon vodka. That was really
hard.
You're a champ. That was
good
mentally,
job.
Mentally exhausting.
I'm so mad you were trying to like dip out of that early, man. Like
out of what?
You were like, oh, I'm only going to do three.
It's three.
That's nothing compared to what I've had to do the last couple months.
Behind the scenes radio fun here, we went really long. That's why I was trying to keep us on time.
Oh.
I was doing your job.
Uh-huh.
He tasted all. Oh, I just got corn juice all over my hands. Great.
Oh, wait, you guys have sweet and sour sauce? You should have put that in my mouth. I would have done that.
I have no time.
I should have done that instead of this. What's this rabbit thing?
That's what I was giving you, a little kick pop.
By the way, that ranch was like vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, calorie-free. It tastes like trash.
You know what it was also? It was taste-free. It had no taste to it. All right, that is
nice work. The
Box of Shame here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Journey, that's what we're doing right now here. And let me tell you guys what. I have been so nervous about this because I don't know why. It's a big undertaking, especially when I got somebody in my corner. Thanks to Eat the Frog Fitness, they're helping power Joe's Journey. They got two locations, 530 Mass Ave, that's in downtown Indy, and then in Carmel, they have one at 12751 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120. And on Saturday, I told you guys I'd be doing this. I did my assessment test, and I wanted to see where I was starting from. The starting weight was 400 pounds, and then they had me do tests because they want to see like where you at with your actual fitness and your levels. And they have you do rowing. They want you to row 2,000 meters, and you have up to 13 minutes to do it. I barely completed it. I got it in 12 minutes, and I was gassed. I had to stop a few times along the way, but it was kind of encouraging that I was able to do that under the max time of 13 to do it in 12, and that's my baseline to know where I'm start at. Now, flexibility, now remember like in gym or wherever you sit down there, you got your butt on the floor, your
like
legs are out front.
Like the V stretch,
yeah,
all those things.
And you got to go forward.
Yep.
I am so tight with my hamstrings and my legs and everything my whole life. It's been so bad with my hip that I couldn't. They had to give me the lowest thing of like 12 because I was like an inch away from reaching the actual little button to push.
Mm.
I was like, well, this sucks. That was kind of a negativity I was feeling. But they're like, dude, stay positive, you know. And that was the biggest thing I really like about them at Eat the Frog Fitness. They're like supporting me. Like, they're so supportive, so positive, and they're telling me, like, dude, it is so important that you get your mind right. If you keep on thinking this negative stuff, it's not going to be good for you. You got to find the positive angle of it, and
it's so mental. I mean, when I work out, I would say the majority, it's when I exercise, it's for my mental game, 100% just as much as my physical. It makes me focused, makes me calm. It's definitely, you need to get there in your mind.
It's hard, because you're right, but it's just so hard for me. I always have that negative mindset on it, so I'm trying to work through it. Other things that I did, they did a
Oh, I couldn't do a push-up, but I could do modified because I'm like, guys, I won't get one push-up. I'd want to get some actual measurable results. So I did 20 modified push-ups on my knees, and that wasn't too bad. You just went until you couldn't do it anymore. And I forget what it is, but it's one of those TRX bands. So I was pretty much doing a plank, but then my legs, like my feet were in the bands, and you're supposed to bring your knees to your stomach, kind of do it a crunch. That was torture, like a medieval device, but I got three of those in.
Oh,
and that's
good.
Such a low number, but that's where I'm at. So in 8 weeks, they're going to measure my growth again by completing the Eat the Frog fitness test. And that reassessment's going to kind of, first of all, help track my growth, because things are so many more than just a scale. It's about building up your endurance of what you're doing. But it will give me kind of a new, I guess you could say, prescription. Like, okay, this is what I need to work on. This is what I've gained on. And I really like it. So I'm actually going to work out today. I believe Quentin's running the class that I'm going to. I'm going to the Eat the Frog fitness location on Mass Ave. By the way, if you're interested in checking it out, stop on by there. They let you do a free class so you can see what it's like. Drop my name so they know that people are actually hearing this and that they know, you know, I wanted to stick with Joe's journey and help me out. So,
I'm
and I want you to get
you.
Your journey going too.
What stuck out to me is when you said I did only three. Hey, three is great. Well, you got to start somewhere. Like, remember when I was like, hey, if you get outside, you only walk or run for 10 minutes. Hey, that's the start. You got to start somewhere. So you'll do three. Next time you'll do six. Then you'll do 10. And you just build upon that. So
now,
keep it going.
How do you feel? I understand why he's doing this, but I heard, like, rumor has it that Pork Chop actually is hoping that this journey comes to an end soon. He doesn't like that I'm losing weight and getting healthy.
What?
I mean, I'm losing weight and getting healthy too, and you can join me. You know, I'm not jealous.
No, well, the reason I bring it up is because some people are saying that he's getting tired of losing every time at like disc golf, and he's worried that if I get better and healthier, I'm going to be even better at disc golf.
I wouldn't say disc golf is a physical game. Is a very you have to be physically fit.
Well,
it's like
you get
bowling.
Strength and power. I just that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. I would like to think that Pork Chop supports me,
but I want you guys both to get healthy. Yeah,
I think we should play today and put $10 on the game.
Do you have $10?
I can get it.
Oh, boy. All right. That's Joe's journey. Thank you to Eat the Frog Fitness for helping me out. Two locations, Mass Ave in downtown Indy and 12751 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120 in Carmel. I'll give you guys an update. Hopefully you got some weight loss next week, too. Going to put a little TV test to you. By the way, if you want to play the game, I'll wait real quick. 833-563-2539. If you'd like to call in, it's the TV theme song game. I'm going to play a TV theme. All you got to do, whether your name is Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, Producer Pork Chop, or you at 833-563-2539, is buzzing with your name and tell me what the theme song is from. Like, what the show? Are you... like a movie watcher, or you always move and you never have to, I mean, TV show watcher?
I seriously never watch TV.
So you may not do so hot on this one.
I'm just always on the go. By the time I sit down, it's like time to go to bed.
Okay, what about you, Pork Chop? Are you a big TV watcher?
I haven't had cable or internet in over a year.
Wow.
Oh, boy. What if nobody
gets... You don't have internet at your house?
No.
Or your place?
No.
So how do you, like, use your phone and, like, Wi-Fi?
Well, I don't. I have unlimited data on my cell phone.
Got it.
Huh. He's still opening an email I sent him 2 weeks ago. He's almost got enough data for it.
Actually a great excuse for why you don't get stuff from work. You're like, I can't.
And Live the Web Girl, do you watch any TV?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if I'm watching TV, most of the times it's like on my phone or something like HBO or Netflix or something.
Okay, well, it looks like it's just going to be you three playing. So let's get into the TV theme song game. Once again, your name is your buzzer. So Mackenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop. I'm going to ask Pork Chop to be fair and keep score. And let's see how many of these we can get through. Probably like five or six of them, okay?
Okay.
Buzz in whenever you know it, and I will pause the song. You tell me the TV show. Here we go.
Just a good old boy.
Mackenzie?
Mackenzie.
Is that like Dukes of Hazzard?
That is correct.
Yes! All right, one for me. I'm on the board.
That took a long time. I'm worried if that one... Oh, man, that might be the only one we get here.
All right, Dukes of Hazzard, because Jessica Simpson was in the remake, so I remember that. I can't forget that.
All right, here's your next TV theme song. Good luck.
Pork Chop.
Pork Chop was in first.
Friends.
That is
Dang
correct.
It. All right.
All right. That actually probably was the easiest one. Let's go to the next one.
So good.
TV theme song game.
Pork chop.
Whoa. Coming out of nowhere.
Family Matters.
Which is being remade.
Liv. It's Full House.
Correct.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Three-way tie.
They came on right after each other on TBS.
Three-way tie.
Is there an excuse for your wrong answers?
Waiting just around the bend.
Yes.
Everywhere you look.
All right, next one. Let's see. I'm kind of worried nobody will get this TV theme song.
Just sit right back.
McKenzie!
I heard McKenzie barely.
Gilligan's Island.
That is correct.
Yes! Right there.
I know. Well, your name is shorter than mine.
I'm just going to say Chuck.
Whatever it
I'm
takes.
I'm going to say Mick.
Yeah. And then Liv's gonna go la 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 la. All right, what's the score so far, Porkchop?
2-1-1.
All right, let's see if Liv can get on the board with another one, with this song from a TV theme.
Mick.
Wow.
I got it,
McKenzie.
Oh wait, it's Love and Marriage.
Love and Marriage.
What is that?
Love and Marriage.
But I got to think. Of- If that's the name of the thing.
Two.
Love and Marriage, the TV show, Ed Bundy.
One. Buzz in, whoever else has a guess.
I literally.
I heard you say family. It's got
this reminds me of Christmas.
Oh, Porkchop! All in the Family!
What?
All in the Family.
Oh, wow. All of our African-American listeners right now are
crying.
Wait,
she said family.
It's Bundy and Peg Bundy.
I'm sorry.
I literally have no idea what's happening right now. I just keep hearing things I don't know.
With the curly hair.
Love and Marriage.
No. Stop. Just stop.
What was the name of the show?
This show?
Marry the Children!
Yes, but you're too late.
I'm too late.
And you already guessed incorrectly.
I remember that, though. But Christina Applegate was in that, remember?
Al Bundy? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
I...
Poor Liv.
Liv, we know. You know nothing past 1999.
No, I don't, because I was four.
Dude, I'm 88, and I'm like right on the border here.
Oh my gosh!
But you can still know old shows. Like I know what I Love Lucy.
Old
way
shows
before my
to
time.
Me is like Full House, though, or like I know Family. I don't
Full
know
Full House. They have
that's
a Fuller
old.
House on Netflix.
All right, now listen. We have three songs left. Who has got like the points?
What's McKenzie two? Me and Liv with one.
Okay, so it's anybody's right. game. Three songs left. How is it taking that long to say the right answer?
Oh my gosh.
Sunny day.
Porkchop. Sesame Street.
Thank
Yay.
God.
Yay. Oh, because we weren't in the right mindset. We're thinking kids. Yeah, is it still on, by the way?
Yes.
Sesame Street?
Yes, it's still on.
It still rolls. Brought to you by the letter M.
How to get to Sesame Street.
As in, put me out of my mercy. This is so bad. All right. Can you guys still catch up to McKenzie? There's two songs
we're
left.
Tied.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Here's your next one.
Mick.
What is your guess, McKenzie?
Oh. Wait, thank you for being a friend.
Golden Girls.
Wait, but I wasn't.
Oh, wait.
It was still my turn.
Can I
McKenzie, it's your
Golden
turn.
Golden Girls.
That is correct, McKenzie.
But wait, no. How do you is that not before your time?
Because
Liv?
Golden Girls went before I was even in first grade. My mom would be in the shower, and I would be watching it on the television while
See,
she was showering.
That's right. So still to know, Golden Girls,
wait,
yes.
I just think that should be Liv's point, because McKenzie guessed, got it wrong, and then Liv
no,
stole.
No, I was talking out loud, and I had 3 seconds.
I don't think
seconds.
She had guessed yet.
I hadn't even guessed the name right. yet.
I
simmered down, Chops.
And it's my game, so I decide who buzzed in, and Liv had the right answer, but she didn't buzz in.
I mean, she did, but...
No, I know, but she didn't buzz in. Like, I didn't call on her.
All right,
so,
what's next?
What's the score? Because this is the last song.
3-2-1.
Well, then McKenzie just won with that.
Did she?
Yeah, or I could tie her.
All right,
yeah,
let's see if you guys can tie. It's like you two made out. Here we go. Final one is...
Liv. Wait, it didn't even start, though.
You guess.
Wait, this is...
What's your guess?
HBO Entourage?
It is not. I'll continue playing it. That is incorrect. Let me give
this
you a buzzer.
This is HBO, though. It's an HBO show. Oh, I know this one!
McKenzie! Sopranos!
Yeah. That is your winner!
I was going to say, I knew that was HBO. I was going to say it was Sex and the City or Big Little Lies, but now Sopranos.
McKenzie, your big winner today for the TV theme song game. You said you don't even watch TV.
Yeah, but these are classics. These aren't that hard.
Okay, well, hey. Wow, throwing shade at Porkchop and Liv for their performances today.
No, I was was not. I was just saying they weren't that hard.
I thought you guys did a fantastic job, but what do I know? No, that's fun. That's a good game. Hey, coming up next here, we got your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Today's dummy of the day is something that I would not have expected, and I'm not sure if you would have either. It involves two Amish men. Yes, two Amish guys.
Okay.
Apparently, these two Amish men ran from a horse and buggy, so they were driving. Is that driving? What would you call being in a buggy?
Yeah.
Cruising?
Well, I mean, if they were in control of it, you'd drive it, I guess.
Yeah, well.
I don't think there's a cruise control on the old buggy.
Yeah, I got this at 6 horsepower. Two Amish men, though, they ran from their horse and buggy after police pulled them over for drinking in Ohio.
Uh-oh.
So they were drinking and driving and riding. I don't even know what to properly call it. Officer said the horse kept walking down the road after the men jumped out of the buggy. Kind of like when you leave it in drive. You know, yeah. Well, police actually say the guys ran into the woods and they had to track them down. Officers found inside of the buggy a case of beer, several empty bottles, some twisted tea.
Twisted tea.
And the best part, and you got to see this picture I tweeted out, Joe Pesh Radio, or you can see it on our Radio Now AM show. I also retweeted that. They found a gigantic sound system inside this horse and buggy.
Yes.
I didn't realize the Amish got down like that.
Don't come a-knocking. The buggies are rocking.
But wait, it was two Amish dudes. All right.
They're just having a nice
Jebediah,
time.
What are you doing? Oh, no. The horse is being cared for until an owner comes forward. So I guess nobody actually came forward.
Interesting.
Is it like they said, you know, we're going to give up our buggy and our horse. We'll just let it be. We've lost it.
I'll just never forget. Do you guys ever watch Real World back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. All the time.
Do you remember Julie? There was a girl named Julie. I don't know why she sticks out in my memory. She was Amish, and she got to the city, and she just went wild.
Yeah, they go crazy, and this is where I sound dumb, but there is something, isn't it, like when they're in their teenage years, or maybe when it's closer to 18, where the Amish, they're allowed to go out and try the real world and see if they want to come back and continue to be Amish. I forget what that's called, but there was like a whole show on TV about that, what you're talking about.
Interesting. I know. I think it was... was it? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know the name of it.
If you're Amish and listen to the show, can you give us a call?
I don't think they Amish listen to the show.
Well, I don't. That's why I'm throwing it out there. 833-563-2539.
No, because they don't have electronics or cars, so there's no radio.
I don't know. These guys had a sound system. Were they like the outlaws of the Amish world?
But let me. The show means
Breaking
no disrespect.
Amish.
We just don't know. We'd want to be informed.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Course, yeah, I'm not making light of it. Plus, yeah. I want to know more. 833-563-2539 if you got any of those details. Until then, that's your dummy of the day. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We just were talking in the dummy of the day about two dudes. They were Amish in Ohio. They ran from their horse and buggy, and for good reason. They were probably drunk. Police eventually stopped the buggy and the horse, and they found inside of it a bunch of empty bottles. They found cases of beer, some twisted tea, and a huge stereo system. I didn't know buggies had that, Mackenzie.
We are learning so much about the Amish because we are very inquisitive, and the phone lines have been blowing up, and everybody's dropping knowledge.
Hey, good morning. And who's this?
Nick,
and what's it called? Rumspringer?
Rumspringer.
Rumspringer.
Yeah.
Okay, and when does it happen? Like, how old do you have to be?
That I do believe it's right around, like you said, 18 years old. They, it's like a week or 2 weeks that they go out in when they get older to experience the real world.
And it lasts sometimes up to 2 years. I'm just looking it up here.
Wow, that's a long time.
You get to go and just experience life outside of the community without Amish restrictions.
Wait, but do they, like, give you money, too? Or do you have to, like, get a job yourself? You know what I mean? Like, how do you sustain that?
That I don't know.
Wow. Dude, thank you for calling. We're getting a bunch of other phone calls. I want to talk to people.
They say it's around the age of 14 to 16, usually, but it can be older.
Okay, 833-563-2539 if you know anything about this. Andy, what do you know?
So, that time period that you were talking about is Rumspringer.
Yes.
Yeah, so like that's when they get to go out and be English is what they call us. And I'm not Amish. This is just what I've learned from like TV shows and like doing my own personal research. But yeah, so like they get to go out and explore and then figure out if they actually want to become Amish or not. So
that is so interesting. I wonder what the percentage is that actually comes back, or else they taste the freedom and that.
I know a girl that was Amish and now she's not. Should I try to get her on the phone?
Yes.
As long as she's willing to talk.
That would be really awesome. Just because to hear her like perspective, because I know a lot of them like don't want to go back, but then some of them do. So
no, that's a tough spot to be in. Hey, thank you for the call. Scott, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
Some things I do know is they don't have to have a driver's license to go down the street in their buggy.
Okay.
But one of the things I think is really, really strange is that Amish people only have to pay state taxes. They don't pay federal taxes.
Well, in that case, I think I'm about to become Amish.
That's what I think too, because they're enjoying all the freedom and comfort and security that our military gives them, but don't contribute.
Cecily, you know the TV show that we're talking about. What is it?
Breaking Amish. It came out in like 2012.
Oh, about like the Amish mafia? Yeah, that's ringing a bell.
Well, it's like they go to New York and they like spend time in the city and stuff, and they use electricity and like dress like normal, like jeans and stuff like that. And then, like, but they're, like, totally disowned by their family. If they actually like that lifestyle, like, they're disowned by it. Like, their family won't take care of them anymore at all.
I think that's actually two different shows, Mackenzie. Like, the one she's talking about, Breaking Amish. I think there is Amish Mafia, which, by the way, hey, don't break my kneecaps if you're in the Amish Mafia. I'm not making fun of you. This is all inquisitive.
Yeah, we're just learning.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks.
833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just I had to chime in about this Amish story because I think I got a pretty hilarious story for y'all.
Oh, what's
All right,
up?
Let's hear it.
All right, so I had this friend in college, and he was not Amish. Nothing about this man was Amish, but it was very believable when he would say that he was, and he used it as sort of a stick to meet women in college. And he basically had his story down pat that he was on his Rumspringer, and he made this decision not to return back to his community, and you know, he was no longer part of his community, and he knew everything about Amish culture, and it just got to a point where, you know, we would think that how is this keep working, but it was pretty phenomenal how great he was at selling the story. And I mean, at one point, I started to believe that he was Amish.
Wait, did ladies actually like buy that up? And they're like, oh well, in that case, let me show you the real world.
Every single time.
Wow.
That's insane.
Without fail. Yeah, without fail. It got to the point where he met this one lady. She was really, really nice. And they actually ended up dating for almost an entire semester.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to me one day and he said, hey, listen, I'm starting to feel really bad about this. I think I have to come clean eventually.
Or become Amish.
Yeah, or become Amish. And he ended up telling the truth, and they stopped dating because she wanted to surprise him and you know, visit the community again, and he was like,
gotta go.
My
Sorry,
life is
babe.
A lie. That's See, so interesting. That would not do it for me. A guy saying, hey, you know, guess what?
You wouldn't be like, oh, because I think someone would be like, oh, well, I'm going to show you everything about us American. Or what did they say? I forget, somebody said what it's called if you're like non-Amish, what it's called. But that's a whole nother thing. Once again, not trying to offend, just trying to understand. And that's what people are telling us. I still don't know much. I just know two dudes run from their Amish buggy. Their horse keeps on going. They got some twisted tea, some beer, and a banging stereo system.
Yeah. And I will say, I love the... Have you ever shopped at like Amish furniture?
Some of the best food I've ever had is Amish stuff.
Amazing.
All right, well, there we go. We're a very cultured show. I challenge anybody to say we're not.
But this just popped off out of nowhere.
It's going to do it for a Wednesday edition. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, and producer Porkchop. I'm nervous, guys, and I don't know if they want me to say this on the radio, but it's not a bad thing about them, but I am so nervous today to go work out just because I am getting better each time. I've been going to Eat the Frog Fitness. They got two locations, one in downtown Indy. That's where I'll be today around 12. It's 530 Mass Ave. And then in Carmel, it's 12751 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120. Every time I'm done with my workout, I feel great. But before, I'm like, how do I fake an injury? Or how do I like say I can't do it? Just because I'm 400 pounds. We have my baseline now when I start. And it's just, I think I'm more mad than anything else because, Mackenzie, because I know you never knew me when I was a little bit skinnier, but I have been a lighter guy and a fitter guy in the past, and it's just these workouts really test you. They really make you work. They customize it, and they're able to figure out like what you need to do to get to your like your optimal heart rate so you're burning calories, and I'm just nervous to go do it today.
Well, like, here's the thing. If it was easy, everyone would do it.
That's why you got to eat the
frog. And that's why it's worth it. So you got to put it in. And just it's like I told you, it's as much mental, even probably more than physical. You got to sustain. How bad do you want it? That's the question.
Not bad enough to work out. No, I'm looking forward to doing it today. You know what? I guarantee you, as soon as I'm done at 1 o'clock, I'll be on top of the world.
You got this.
And then, of course, Porkchop wants to challenge me to disc golf today when he knows I'll be beaten and bruised.
Yes, and I want to play at my favorite course, Fall Creek, today.
Is that the church?
Yes.
We can't go there. You swear too much, dude. I feel unholy.
Okay, I won't swear.
I swear he says Jesus' name at least six times.
As long as it's not in vain.
Okay. I can be down with that. We might need some bug spray. Mackenzie, what do you got going on today?
So I have some big meetings coming up. I'm excited. So I'm going to take some meetings, and then I get to pick up. I'm so excited. My little Lucy from school today, and we're having a Lucy day and a Lucy evening, which means we get to do whatever she wants to do. She gets to pick the spot for dinner, and I can't wait. Some mommy and me time.
Can we do like a Joe day where you take me out to where I want to go? It's probably the same place as Lucy wants to go.
No, your wife can spoil you. I spoil Lucy.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Lindsay. I tried. What do you got going on, Liv?
I have to go to work at Cycle Bar straight after this. I've got a 12-hour work day ahead of me, and then I have to stop by my new place and get some stuff done there.
All right, dope. And Porkchop, what do you got going on?
I just found out something so cool, and Liv, I want you to come with me.
What's up?
So on October 4th, my like Instagram crush, like celebrity Instagram crush, is going to be at Notre Dame, is going to be in South Bend, and I want to go see him.
Who's your celebrity crush?
He's a diver. His name is Aiden.
Okay, you cannot do celebrity crushes who aren't actually celebrities.
He's got over 100,000 followers, and he's
that
verified.
That means nothing anymore.
Okay, he's a celebrity.
What's his name again?
He's an athlete.
What's his name?
Aiden Faminoff. He's like a celebrity diver from FSU, from Florida State.
Okay, he is not a celebrity diver just because he's a college athlete.
Okay, so
is not famous unless you know their name.
Aiden Faminoff, I said that. So you're telling me
but
that college,
nobody
college
knows.
Football players, all these guys that are famous and in the NFL now, you're going to say they weren't famous as college quarterbacks?
One of the only college players, like right now, who is so big, like is Clemson's quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like basically it. Like, can you name any NFL or like bid? Also,
you're just hating.
Football is popular than diving.
Liv's not hating. I agree. If his name was Michael Phelps, I'd be like, oh, okay.
What are we arguing about? Lost what the argument actually is.
I'll go with you, but like, you can't call him a celebrity crush. You just have a crush on him.
Yeah, you're just a guy that he wants to hook up with.
Whatever. I'll go by myself.
Have you ever dated a diver before?
No.
Okay.
Notre Dame. Have you ever been to South Bend?
Yeah, I lived there for 2 months.
Did you ever go to a Notre Dame game?
No.
We have to go to a Notre Dame game. I went to a Notre Dame game when I was little, and it's like one of the most legendary stadiums in the world.
I've been there, but I haven't been to a game.
Hello, have
but
you guys you seen Rudy? One of the best movies of all time. On the show, I'm the one born, like, originally from Indianapolis. So you guys, I got to make a list of all the things you guys have to do. I'm the OG indie girl since I grew up here.
All right, I don't know, though, Porkchop. With all the people you hook up with, I think that'd be impressive. It was like, he said he was an Olympian?
What?
Was he an Olympian or just
a
college?
He's a college diver.
All right, there you go. That would be impressive.
Aww.
It's like, bet you can't dive into this. Give it a go.
Whoa. Joe, you have the worst lines. I can't believe you got Lindsay.
All right, well, hey, none of that's possible unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and our newest swimmer on the show, producer Porkchop.
Yay.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye.